John Taylor joins us, financial advisor with Stern, AG, and Leach. You can call him at 782-2527. John, a lady working 84 years is still on the job at 100 and something.
That's great. Well, I feel like I've aged 84 years in the last 2 years with what's been going on in the financial markets. But this morning, of course, we're talking about jobs again. We talk about it almost every day, but every Thursday we get the read on people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time. Now, this used to be in the old days, which is prior to 2 years ago. This was a number that didn't really mean a lot to people, but now it's really focused on. And so we get a number this morning that's pretty ugly. Last week, the number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time the government reported was 479,000. They've revised that upward to 482. We were expecting a drop this week. The market was expecting a drop to about 465,000. Actually came in at 484,000. So not good numbers at all on the jobs front. The experts, whoever they are, the economists, tell us that this number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time has to drop down to around 200,000 or so on a weekly basis to even begin to nibble at the unemployment number, which is still at 9.5%. So not a good number about jobs, and I'm glad I'm not a politician running for office. Let's talk about General Motors, or GM. Some people say that now stands for Government Motors instead of General Motors, since that company is no longer publicly traded. You know, they filed bankruptcy in June of 2009. The government bailed them out, and the government now owns 61% of the company. Well, the GM is going to file tomorrow with the SEC, or Monday at the latest, a document that's called an S-1. That's the indication that GM is going to have an IPO, an initial public offering. They're going to become a public company again sometime, they say, probably before Thanksgiving. They hope to raise somewhere between $12 and $16 billion. If they're successful, that will let the government sell enough of their shares to where the government will own less than 50% of the company. It will be the second largest IPO in the history of the United States, the largest one being Visa when they raised about $20 billion. And also, coincidental to that, this morning, GM reported profits for the second quarter. They reported a profit of $1.33 billion, which is a great number considering that in June of 2009 they filed bankruptcy with $84 billion in accumulated losses. And this is two quarters in a row. They made $865 million in the first quarter, positive cash flow. They got about $32 billion in cash and marketable securities. But there'll be a ton of documents in this S-1 document that they're going to file to ask permission to have an IPO, an initial public offering. Of course, people that own the GM stock, the old GM stock, it's worthless. This offering will not help you. People that own the GM bonds, you're going to get stock in exchange for your bonds, and then we'll see whether or not the market will reward the government for bailing them out by returning most of their money. And one other news item this morning that's kind of important, Cisco, which is considered to be kind of one of the bellwether stocks in terms of technology stocks. In fact, John Chambers, who would be considered the, quote, cheerleader of Silicon Valley, one person described him as, they reported numbers after the market closed last night, and even though they had a huge increase in profits over the previous year, he was pretty mild about his forecast, and he used the phrase that there was, quote, unusual uncertainty in the economy. So their stock is getting hammered pre-market. And between that and the jobs numbers, we're going to be down again this morning. Not as bad as yesterday, which was a bloodletting, but it does appear that the market's going to open down again this morning.
And John, one of the things I wonder in purchasing the stock, and I'm certainly supportive of all of the dealers, the General Motors dealers in our area and in the country, but what is the enticement to buy the stock with the chance that it could also be worthless?
Well, of course, the enticement is if you believe that it's been stabilized and the GM has reworked themselves, and they do have a lot of models that are selling very well. The big concern in reading the analysis I've read about the GM IPO is what happens to their operations in Europe, because that's where they're still bleeding money. They're actually making money in North America and other continents, but they lost $500 million last quarter just in their European operations, and what are they going to do about that?
All right, John.